The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network over at noodle.mx and is sponsored by me and my company. If you need a website design, web hosting, presentation design, podcast production, or any kind of cool new media or design services, you can hire me to do that for you. Check out my portfolio over at djosephdesign.com. I tell people, you have a message that deserves to look great, so make your next message look or sound great by hiring me to do it for you. The Ramen Noodle is also brought to you by
Woodland Audio and Pyrotechnics. Do you sometimes find yourself in the great outdoors with nothing to listen to but birds singing and the fresh air blowing through the trees? Are the stars in the sky on a clear night just not enough? We here at Woodland Audio and Pyrotechnics understand. We can help you transform your next hike, camping trip, or mountain climbing expedition into an explosive dance party extravaganza. Give us a call today, 1-800-742-5348. That's 1-800-SHAKE-IT.
Beep, beep, beep.
Oops.
It's time for the Ramen Noodle, episode 43. Boom.
Lonely. I am so lonely. I have nobody for my own.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle, seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. I'm your host, The Ramen Noodle, also known as Daniel. And joining me live in the studio, as he normally does, is the wonderful, the beautiful, the... No, wait.
Oh.
The beautiful... I wanted to remove, you know, the one that wasn't accurate. It's Jeremy. Thanks for joining us back.
Hi, everybody. That's not awkward. Thank you for joining us back.
Also known as Fleagon.
Yes, yes, let's tack that on.
F-L-E-A-G-O-N-E.
No.
You have to read Romans. Romans, yeah. What was it, 13?
You have to fan of the podcast and listen at least all the way through this episode, if not to others, to know how to really spell it.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you for coming, Jeremy, again. Thank you to our listeners for joining us.
I'd like to thank our producers.
Me.
And
our sponsors, me.
Well, not only you.
And we want to thank everyone in the live chat room over at noodle.mx/live, where we podcast live every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time. I want to thank my mom and my dad.
I was going to thank your mom.
What? Wait, what? No,
I don't know.
Wait, what? But also, we have someone else that we could thank. Do you know why we can thank them?
I don't know who they are.
Well, we can thank them because they make things that normally are a hassle, not a hassle.
Woodland Audio and Pyrotechnics?
No.
Oh.
They give us... Well, I know they give us like lots of money, but none of it exists. But instead, I want to tell you about our sponsor.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of pyrotechnics.
Yep. Go ahead.
Our sponsor is GoToMeeting by Citrix. So you can host online meetings, but depending on where you get those meetings hosted or how you host them, it could be a real hassle. But you know what's even more of a hassle? Is traveling to meetings. Online meetings are much easier. And the easiest way to do it is with the award-winning way. And that's by the online meeting service brought to you by Citrix. It's called GoToMeeting. With just one click, you can host a meeting, a presentation. What you show on your screen is what they see on their screen. You can host unlimited meetings for $49 a month. But if you're a new user, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit gotomeeting.com/podcast. That's gotomeeting.com/podcast for your free 45-day trial.
First one's free, kids.
And then they get you hooked. And you'll be so addicted to hosting online meetings
that you'll be finding back alley dealers for online meetings.
Back alley meetings. Go to backalley.com.
This is not sounding proper and upstanding at all.
Like the citizens, our kind listeners.
Our listeners deserve better.
But, you know, speaking of dark alleys and everything, let's talk about what's happened in the last week.
Okay.
But before we do that,
oh man,
you know, it's not another sponsorship. It's good. Just the actual sound effect.
I'm just going to do that the whole time you tell your story.
Okay.
It'll be a nice segue to
let
mine.
Let me like mute you a little bit so okay. It's kind of background music. No, okay. Don't.
Okay.
I'm going to cheat a little bit.
What else is new?
Hey. Because I've been...
Hey, wait.
I've been sitting on something for a while that I won't... Wait. This is going nowhere. I want to share something I've been sitting on. I want to share my wallet. No.
Really?
No.
That's so great.
My tissue. Free snot.
Huh.
Yeah, it's not all that great.
Uh-huh. Really?
One of my pet peeves is bathroom etiquette.
Oh my gosh.
You don't like where this is going already?
I don't like where it's already come from.
Well, when you got to go, you got to go. And the place to go is Goasis. Yeah, anyway. This one time, I was in the restroom.
Uh-huh.
And was thankful. You know, I walked in and saw the urinals. And like you, I praised God because I saw the urinals and knew I was in the proper restroom.
That's right. How come all your stories are in the bathroom?
That's where the funniest stuff happens.
Pussy.
No, not quite. So I'm in there to, you know, take care of some business.
Sure.
And so I go to the docking station.
Oh my gosh.
The urinal.
Let's try to keep things to their proper names for the duration of this story.
You mean you were never raised up understanding that it was a space docking station? No, I wasn't either. So don't start assuming things.
Please, proper name.
And, you know, there's this unspoken rule, and there are lots of unspoken rules about how men should behave in the restroom. Like,
indeed.
You never take the urinal next to another guy.
Right.
Usually. And you never make eye contact with someone at the urinal, especially if for some reason someone doesn't know the unwritten rules and they come and join you.
Howdy, friend!
And they just wrap their arm around you and give you a nice big hug.
No. What happens to you in bathrooms? This is so unbelievably uncomfortable. I think we should hurry on.
Okay. So someone comes over and they use the urinal next to me. And it's a taller guy.
Were there 10 others that were empty?
No, okay, there are only two in this restroom, so you kind of had no choice.
Okay, well, that's an important detail. But
already, I kind of think the wall partitions between the urinals don't go high enough because I think, what about tall people?
You may not believe this, but I made the exact same comment at another point in this week.
But this tall guy comes, and already I'm just a little bit uncomfortable because I'm knowing he's one of the tallest people at the office. And he's there at the other urinal next to me. And
I don't want to think about the whole situation too much.
He made a comment. We were wearing the same color shirts. So he made a comment and said, I see you got the memo. And you know how people are like that when people just coincidentally dress in the same colors. Sure. But I knew that we had different colored pants because I'd already noticed that we had different colored shirts.
Oh, so I said, same color shirts.
Or yeah, same colored shirts. But then I said, yeah, but I'm but our pants are different colors. I'm, and yes, this is happening at the urinal. We're having this conversation. And he said, I told him, but our pants are different colors. And obviously he wasn't thinking. He leans over the urinal wall to see what color pants I'm wearing.
Oh my gosh. This is so bad.
It's just like, ah, line here. Do not cross this line.
Oh.
Yeah, oh. It was embarrassing.
I hope he was embarrassed.
He was a little, because right after he did that, I think he just suddenly realized, oops.
Wait. He's Please not, do not misconstrue.
He's not zipped up yet.
Dude, got it. I, you know.
Yeah.
That's so, a good one.
Yeah.
That's one, just, that's a new, whole new reason to not talk at certain moments in your life.
That's right.
And people with their cell phones in the bathroom, this kind of applies to you too, just as a rule. Shut up if you're near a toilet.
I feel sorry for the person on the other end of the conversation. And they hear this
and
the flush, like, in the background.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Are you urinating while we talk?
Thank you for bringing the word urinating into this episode.
You're welcome. Jeremy, what has happened recently with you?
Well, believe it or not,
I'm walking on air.
Right. No. Oh. There, you know, some people heard a recent podcast in which I talked about a trip from days gone by to the Red River Gorge to camp that ended in, well, not ended, but it began in disaster. It's better than ending in disaster.
Cloverfield camping, in That's case right. people want to look that up.
That's right. I can't remember what episode number it was.
Yeah, I don't remember either. Yeah. It's a while back.
A while back?
Yep.
Well, I went camping again. This time, I had food and water and a reservation of a campsite. So, all those other things that happened before couldn't happen this time.
So, this meant new problems had to happen.
Indeed. The foreshadowing is heavy in this story.
The force has to be balanced somehow.
Yes. Yes, it does, apparently. So, the first night was fine. There were some loud people. The second day, suddenly, it became apparent. I'm sorry. I'm stuttering around because my illustrious host is adjusting the microphone as I talk. And I could have covered for a little while, but it went on too long. So,
Awkward.
Yes. So, day two, really the only full day of the trip. This group grows and grows. They took many campsites. And they began to set up a freaking PA system. In the woods. And I think they were running a generator. They had lights and they played music. Some of it was country music. Most of it was kind of a rap, hip hop sort of thing. They played this incredibly loudly. Pretty much until 3 a.m. At one point they had fireworks. I think they know our sponsors.
In the woods they have fireworks?
Yeah, it was kind of unexpected.
That's smart.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. And then when they were done with the dancing and the music, they just continued to go all over the campground whooping and hollering all the rest of the night, which wasn't that long actually, from 3 a.m. onward, but they made noise all night.
All night long.
And then the next morning, they started the music again and they set off more fireworks. Just for the boom, apparently. I'm glad I was already awake, because otherwise I'd have had a heart attack. It was so loud. And I think, now I don't know what happened to the campground owner the previous night, But he came out and got mad at him over the fireworks. Not the music, just the fireworks. And there was a comment made, maybe they were denying that they set off the fireworks or something. And these were not just fireworks. These were the kind that, you know, make that resounding boom like you kind of got shot by a cannon.
They make those just for the boom.
I know. Yes. Some boom-related phrase came to my mind and quickly left, but left my mouth flapping with nothing coming out. Anyway.
Flapping in the breeze.
Yes. So, yeah, apparently they were facilitated by our sponsor for this episode. But I don't know. The
go
owner
to me.
Threatened something. No, not that one.
D. Joseph Design?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so. Are you responsible for this?
No.
Because I'm sure the owner of the campground can get his sawed-off shotgun and take care of you like he was talking about doing when he was trying to find out who was responsible for the fireworks. So, if it's not one thing, it's another. That's the moral of the story.
Boom goes the fireworks.
Thank you! It was something like that. Except not with fireworks. Maybe they had dynamite. I think they might have had some actual dynamite. Ooh. Maybe they were blasting for gold.
Or maybe they were playing a life game of Team Fortress 2. And one of them was the demo man, and he was throwing grenades and...
Yes.
Sticky bomb jumping and everything like that.
I just figured out something, though.
What's that?
They were playing the music as a cover for their drilling expedition. They were searching for buried treasure or oil or gold or something.
So was it 1812 Overture? Dun, 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 dun.
No. That would have been smarter. And more pleasant to listen to. After a while, you just kept sort of, you know how you're sitting around and you just kind of dance because there's a beat?
Yeah, I dance when I'm just sitting around.
It's like, I am so tired, I would rather be sleeping right now. And it wouldn't stop. And I kind of started planning sabotage runs. I was going to put on my black t-shirt, go sneak around in the forest, cut the wires.
Ooh.
But I was afraid I might get, you know, beaten by an angry, drunken mob. So.
Not the Cloverfield monsters going. La, 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 la.
Maybe that's what they were trying to unearth.
That could be.
Thankfully, I didn't see any of those.
I think you should just let sleeping dragons lie.
I don't know what dragons have to do with any of this.
I don't know either.
So that was the next installment of. Red River Gorge camping.
Have you ever had a good camping trip?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
And it was good. It was just, you know, not quite the peaceful experience that you would expect people who go to the woods are looking for. If you're going to do all that stuff, why go to the woods? I don't understand. Just, you know. Find someone's backyard or something and have your little party. That's my take on it.
You sticking to it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Speaking of going back to the woods, we got some voicemail in about something that we said.
Ooh.
Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
That wasn't the voicemail.
Well, I think Charlie the Unicorn I actually saw in Red River Gorge.
You've been eating the shrooms?
Oh, is that what those were? They were just growing there, and I ate them last time when I had no food.
Well, so. We did get a voicemail from a black man.
Oh, who good. Wanted,
who wanted to talk about one of our recent noodleisms. Well, one of your recent noodleisms.
Whoa.
Whoa, dude. Rehearse is like when you buy an old Cadillac station wagon and fix it up and paint it nice and put your surfboard in it and take it to the beach and all you need is some Vans and a cool wave.
Wow. I think he might be confusing station wagons and hearses.
Well, hearses are just station wagons that are a little bit higher class.
What?
Wow. Without the wood paneling.
Gosh. I don't know where you grew up having funerals, because that's what you do when you grow up. But no, that is incorrect. And what does surfing and surfboards have to do with?
Because he was talking like some surfer dude from the 60s, kind of, if I understood him right. And the station wagon is kind of like from the 60s.
Oh, okay, that is... I guess you and he are on the same wavelength, and I somehow am on a... I'm on subspace.
I understand many different wavelengths. I'm like multi-band.
Oh, and I don't. Let's do some testing and see who's got more bandwidth in their brain.
It's because I am exactly centered in my brain. Like I'm equally left.
We can
and
all tell that the ramen noodle is centered, can we not?
I'm equally left and right brain, and I'm equally auditory and visual.
I don't think any of that has anything to do with his voicemail.
It means I can flip. I can understand multiple things.
Backflip! Oh, gosh. He really did it. I don't know what the little bark was about, but now he's begging. Where are the dog treats?
If you have stories that you want to share with us, please send them to us through email or call them in. You can call in to 859-353-4332, or you can send them to our email address, which is feedback@noodle.mx, or leave a comment on the show notes, which will be over at theramennoodle.com/43.
And whatever wavelength you send them in on, they will go directly to the center of the ramen noodle's brain.
And help make me a more balanced person.
I thought you were going to say immortal.
No.
Help the ramen noodle live forever. Send in your feedback.
Send in your life force.
That's the fine print. Shh. Small. By leaving feedback for this podcast, a small portion of your life force will be extracted.
Oh, speaking of life force extracted. Did you know the world is going to end?
No way.
What happened?
Oh, boy. This is going to be good. I can tell.
Well, little turtle dude guy, it's not what happened. It's what's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be the end of everything, including your female voice usage.
Oh, inside joke, but...
Inside people with all of you, if you are a loyal listener.
Yes, and you better be a loyal listener. Of course, if they're not a listener, they're probably not loyal.
And after listening to this episode, they're going to think we are just absolutely desperate for listeners.
So, Jeremy, this is something that you brought to my attention.
Oh, good.
So, tell us.
Well, as I recall, I came in to the house one night.
Just screaming, saying, the sky is falling, the world is over, the world is over.
Dang it, you completely stole the punchline.
Oh, sorry. Did I really?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because this is not how it happened at all. I'm like, I arrived for the podcast and I came in and said, the sky is falling. That's what I was. So, no, I don't know. I saw a news story about this and I've forgotten now. It was a couple of weeks ago, but it is still coming. Sometimes we forget warnings that we hear. We do not heed them.
We don't heed the signs.
Right. Or the numbers, as the case may be.
So tell us about the numbers, Jeremy.
Well, if I start trying to do that, I may get too technical. So if I do, just hit me.
Okay.
Actually, I'm not
going
to.
Please get too technical.
I'm a bit tired. I have no technicality left in my brain.
Okay, you want
We're
me
running
to describe
out of
this?
IP addresses. The internet.
An IP address is basically like a phone number for a computer.
No, it's more like a street address for a house.
Yeah, but it's all in numbers.
So is your address.
It is made up of four segments of up to three digits. So an example of an IP address is 192.168.0.1. Which is probably the address of your router if you're on an internet connection at home. So what's the problem with running out of IP addresses? Like, why?
Because then you have to get roommates. Or have a party line, if we're going to go with your analogy.
So you're saying that... You're not saying much. If we run
I'm
out...
I'm not set up for this!
If we run out of IP addresses, then... People are going to have to, internet is going to have to be rationed out.
Well, actually, okay.
Because the internet on, isn't like
the IP
a giant
address
truck.
That you gave was actually reserved for internal IP addresses. Yeah, so
I was
it
just
wouldn't
giving
be
that as an example.
I know, but all of a sudden my little technical engine kicked in for a moment. Yes. Everything connected to the internet has to have a unique IP address. Every server where a website is, web addresses like google.com translate to one or more, if they have a lot of space, IP addresses. So how can you create anything new and put it on the internet? Basically, how can you connect new devices to the internet without new IP addresses?
So if we run out, the world is going to come to an end.
Exactly.
What kind of things are going to happen when we run out of IP addresses, besides the world coming to an end? But what's going to culminate in that world-ending phenomena when the IP addresses run out?
Well, first of all, you'll stop having wastewater treatment.
What?
Everything's on computers these days. They'll get confused, just like Y2K. And you know, they'll stop working probably, and you'll end up with lots of wastewater.
So the wastewater treatment plant is powered by the internet, and so I can... Well, true, that makes sense, because there is a lot of crap on the internet. So when we run out of IP addresses, you're going to see a whole lot more crap overflowing from the internet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, they're saying that people might have to have shared IP addresses to be online. So some things might stop working. You might not get exclusive access. I think that's going to cause things like you might get stuck at the grocery store because it's just going to cause random confusion, right? That's what these things do. That's what we always say. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the doors will just lock.
You know another problem we face?
What?
McDonald's.
Yes, and for many reasons.
Pretty soon, they're going to run out of space on their sign to say how many burgers have been served.
Yes.
That will happen at the same time that we run out of IP addresses.
I think they may have solved that one. They prevented the McDonald's Y2K.
Oh, McDonald's 2K or the McD 2K.
The McD Day. Yes.
Well, also...
Mm-hmm.
Goasis is going to fill up because too many people IP'd.
Right. Without internet access, they're all going to travel and they've all heard us.
Mm-hmm.
And since they won't be able to get us anymore, they're all going to go to Goasis.
And try and get internet from there.
Yeah.
And Goasis is going to overflow.
Because it is the best place to go.
And because the wastewater treatment plants aren't going to be working.
That's right.
It's just going to be a big mess.
Goasis is going to perhaps disappear.
Drew's cancer will finally kill him.
Oh my gosh. Perhaps you should do some fact checking now before you release
this.
Is he
dead?
I don't know. That was really terrible either way.
If he is, oh, I blame gosh. Drew's cancer.
Moving on, here, I think, you know, satellites orbit the Earth, correct?
Yes.
And the Earth has probably gotten a little bit used to that. So as satellites begin having general internet confusion and they stop working, the Earth is going to get a little confused because these satellites are going to be falling out of orbit or going in strange directions. The Earth may start to spin differently. Whoa. Or stop spinning at Whoa. All, perhaps out of depression.
Stop orbiting the sun, maybe even?
Maybe, maybe. And, you know, then we're going to be floating, possibly.
Just like flung out of orbit and we'll be a free-floating planet somewhere out there in space. We'll be lost in space.
Yes, we'll be reliant upon electric lights, but they won't function anymore. Why? I don't know.
Because the light bulbs don't have any IP addresses left.
Because the people at the electricity company don't want to be at work anymore because they can't be on the internet. So they leave. Or maybe it's also controlled by the internet. I mean, that's a possibility.
You know what else will happen when IP addresses run out?
What's that?
They will stop making sequels to Jurassic Park and Land Before Time.
That's
actually a good thing.
I was having a hard time being sad about that one. You know what else will stop?
What?
New IP addresses.
No way. He said in his very masculine voice.
That's right. That in no way resembled a female fish.
Already, with all of the IP addresses going away, already it's killing podcasts. Because podcasts can't be out there. There are at least half a dozen podcasts that I listen to that are ending. Boag World, Geek Brief, Nobody's Listening. Tonight is the last episode of Nobody's Listening. So, hey, if you're looking for a comedy podcast to take over for Nobody's Listening, listen to us, which you already are. So I guess I'm singing to the choir. Also, several other podcasts are ending because we're running out of IP addresses. That's the problem.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think so. I think they know the end is near.
I think the number of your mom jokes is also approaching a limit, or has approached that limit.
I think we might have gone over that limit.
And so those are going to end at the same time that we run out of IP addresses.
Well, like IP addresses, they'll probably find a way to increase the limit.
All the places where you can go pee are going to be full, because there will be no more addresses for I to pee.
Wow, that was...
That's why Goasis is going to be like the only place. It is going to be an oasis for people. People will travel from far and wide to come to Goasis just to use the restroom. You know, all of those future things show people gathering in the streets waiting for water. No, they're not going to be waiting for water. They're going to be waiting to make water.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because the IP ran out.
Oh well, what are you gonna do?
I don't know. How can we stop it? What can we do? I think you should write to your local Geek Squad representative.
Are you serious?
And plead for them that they quit their jobs and instead hire someone reputable. And if they quit their jobs, then that would be fewer IP addresses that they would be giving out to people who don't really need them.
There should be a test. Are you really a person who should have a computer? And if not, give it up. Mm-hmm. Get off the internet.
Get off my internet.
It's my internet. Mine.
Go find your own internet. People are going to start guarding their routers with shotguns.
Will they?
It's going to be like an apocalypse.
It's an apocalypse. Yeah, well, yeah.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
And people, don't send us messages explaining about the actual solutions to these problems.
We know.
We secretly, we don't care. It's funnier if we don't.
We're both geeks, so we know this stuff.
More than the experts.
Yeah.
It's a great way to get stuff done to tell people that doom and gloom is coming. Mm-hmm. It scares them into action.
True.
Just like if I tell you that your chair is on fire, it scares you into the action of getting up so I can have it.
Oh.
Or if I tell you your house is
leaking. You know what else you could do?
What could I do? Is
you could go to people and say, if you were to lose your internet tomorrow, where would you spend the rest of your life?
I already do that with people's hard drives and their data.
Let me share the good news with you.
If your hard drive died tonight, do you know where your data would be?
Let me share the good news for you, with you.
Do you?
Do you? Yeah.
About you.
Or wait, what? I think we would also.
Mm-hmm.
We're finding that a lot of things are going to end at the same time with the world ending.
Well, and they would. Anything in the world, if the world ends, would it theoretically end at the same time. Did you really just do that?
I think I got it. There was a gnat in here, but I don't see its dead remains on my hand, so it must
perhaps be somewhere else.
You missed. Also ending at the same time, since everything's all going to end at the same time because we're
gnats
running out of IP
gone.
Addresses. No. Gnats are going to survive us. They're going to eat off our No. Also, we're going to run out of Twitter accounts.
No way.
Yes. Jeremy, with your female voice.
That was not... You little freak. I mean, you three-eyed freak of a man, as I am apparently being quoted as saying in the pre-show last week, which I don't remember at all.
Yeah, I remember it. So when the Twitter accounts run out, that's going to be bad. You know what else is going to run out? Storage space for stupid videos on YouTube.
Okay.
They're going to have to start deleting the good videos on YouTube in order to make more room for the stupid videos on YouTube. Like, who was that kid that spoke in a chipmunk voice all the time?
Was it me?
Yeah, I think it was you.
Mm.
I'd run around and do a little spiral, well, whatever.
Do a little dance?
Yeah. You know what else is going to happen?
Your head explode?
No. MySpace will buy Facebook.
Ooh. It's kind of fun.
And then they're going to fill up with accounts there, too. There will be no more space for anyone else to join Facebook.
No
more faces.
On MySpace.
No more faces at all.
No book for my face.
Walmart prices are going to drop so much that it's going to be a negative economy.
And they're going to change their motto from always to sometimes, and then to occasionally, and then to never.
And then they're going to have to change their signs to say, watch for rising prices, because it'll be a reverse economy then. They will be paying us to take stuff from them, which will become, it'll be a detriment to the economy because the IP addresses are going to be gone.
Yep. It's all because of those little IP address things.
Already, the Xbox has run out of degrees. You can't get any more than 360, then you just keep going around in the same circle again. So the Xbox 360 has already reached the end of the world for it.
That's okay. You know?
Well, we're getting into three-dimensional movie viewing, so we're filling up the dimensions, and there's not going to be left any space left in the three dimensions. It's going to be all taken up by like Powerpuff Girls in 3D.
And people's egos.
Yeah, in 3D.
In 3D.
Eating McDonald's burgers.
The world has been in 3D for a long time. At least for me. Maybe I'm special. I've had 3D vision of the world since I was born.
Whoa. You are special. You know what else is going to run out? The Simpsons episodes. They're going to run out of those.
I thought they'd last longer than cockroaches.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
And light bulbs are no longer going to consume electricity. They're going to generate electricity, which is going to
Whose bright idea was that?
Yeah, right. Which is going to overload the power centers, and because the power centers can't offload their electricity through different IP addresses, the power centers are going to explode, and it's still going to be the end of the world.
Space-time continuum needs IP addressing. So, you know, when that shatters, it's going to take every version of this world with it.
The Astronomy Foundation will decide that Earth is no longer a planet because they'll have run out of all of the other heavenly bodies to stop calling planets.
Wow. It's you know what?
Jupiter? Nope, no longer a planet.
I'm gonna jump
the gun. It's a gaseous ball.
This is not a planet. This is my home. The Earth is my home. Do not simply call it a planet. Okay?
Okay.
We good?
We're good. If you have suggestions on what you think will happen when the world ends and we run out of IP addresses, or wait, let me rephrase that. When we run out of IP addresses and therefore the world ends, please send those to feedback@noodle.mx. Audio files are welcome. And you audio files can send an audio file with the email or call in to 859-353-4332 or leave a comment on the show notes at theramennoodle.com/43. You know what else it's time for?
Something else that will hopefully end when we run out of IP addresses?
The weekly noodleism?
Oh, no, no. See, you ask if I know what it's time for, and I actually don't. I try to guess.
I wanted to leave you hanging.
Well, thank you. I've wanted to push you off a cliff. Oh, is that not what you meant?
I have a noodleism to share that's slightly Inception inspired. Now, you just recently saw Inception.
Yes, we're not going to spoil it for the people listening who haven't seen it,
no,
are we?
We won't. We won't spoil it.
So if you haven't seen Inception yet...
Neo is the one, though.
Hmm.
Oops, I just spoiled it. Yep. Mm. The thing, it's kind of twofold. These two sayings that people use that are similar, but why do we use them? Well, one is plant an idea. So when someone says to plant an idea, oh, that planted an idea, or he planted an idea in my mind, I want you to imagine someone sawing open your head, kind of like Siler did from Heroes, opening it up, getting a shovel, and kind of scooping out, getting an idea, planting it in there, pushing everything back in and patting it down, and then
centered brain of yours.
Covering it back up, and they've planted an idea. And... It grows on you.
It's a vine, really. Comes out your ears and your eyeballs, I mean your tear ducts, your nostrils, your mouth, and it just kind of covers your head.
It's going to be kind spreads. Of like that
thing
movie
that grows like
that was
thing that grows
something about it. Tree of life. I don't know. It was a really weird movie. It had a really, really weird ending. But the other saying that's kind of similar is when people say, it's growing on me, or it grows on you, or the idea grows on you, or stuff. Have you heard people say that? Say
Yes.
Well.
Like when, all the time.
When people say that, what I tend to always think when they say that is I imagine moss or mold or something growing on them and just thinking, ooh, is that good that it's growing on you? Yeah, better
take
have that
a shower.
Checked. Yeah, you want to wash that idea off and maybe plant it somewhere else where there'd be less weeds, fewer weeds.
Fewer weeds, thank you.
Yes. So,
grammar snobs!
If someone says that they're going to plant an idea, imagine that, you know, shoveling out a little pit for it, in the pit of your brain, planting an idea in there, and then something weird and fuzzy and moldy and mildewy growing on you.
If it's festering growing,
and
why
stuff.
Would it be mildewy, moldy and mildewy?
Because the mold and mildew are what's growing.
You don't know how the growing things work.
I don't know. But it's
Should we try
growing
it?
On me.
Should we try it?
Let me plant an idea in your mind.
Nope. And then nope. I said it first. You are the mind idea flower bed thing, guinea pig.
It's called Inception.
Your mom's called Inception. Cricket.
Huh?
Cricket. I don't know. I try to make them not make sense.
Or as the little girl says.
Huh?
As yeah. The little girl says.
As the little girl
I
says.
I think that would be a great as sentence with turns. Which to preface everything that I say tomorrow.
As the little girl says.
As the little girl says, we take all kinds of credit cards. As the little girl says, your computer is really messed up.
As the little girl says, your IP address run out. Suddenly the little girl is some Japanese girl that can't speak English very well.
Oh my gosh.
Your IP address run out.
Stop now.
IP go bye bye.
Really?
I need to go IP.
No more. I will banish you from your own recording studio.
There are no addresses for me to go pee.
Seriously. You're about 10 seconds from banishment.
So I need to go
podcast.
Plant an idea instead.
Borderline.
Yeah. Speaking of borderline, you know who else is borderline?
You know.
Sergeant Packett has something special.
Yeah, he's the one that I thought might have to end before the end of the world.
I don't know. He might be the one to usher it in.
Usher it in.
English can't talk right now.
It's because you're... Japanese girl. You're making me corrupt.
I'm Sergeant Packett. Welcome to Bachelor Boot Camp. Welcome to another fine day of training, you sissy wagons. I want to share with you some excellent news. In fact, this is so wonderful it has made it onto television and YouTube. One of my good cousins, one of my great pals, has been the star of a Geico commercial, and I'm just so proud of him. I want you to hear this commercial.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a former drill sergeant make a terrible therapist?
Well, that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to mamby-pamby land where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Tissue? Cry, baby.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Ah, I just swell up with pride for my cousin. And how wonderful it's been to see him doing such great work as he's since retired and is now into giving therapy. So if you need therapy, I can recommend a great therapist for you. He's kind, he's considerate, he knows how to get to the heart of the issue, and he, my friends, is an elite bachelor. You may think that he's too hard on you, but really, sometimes that's what you need. You need to man up. You need to stop being a sissy wagon. You need to just grow up and skip namby-pamby land, skip the tissues, and let the idea grow on you. Good going, cousin.
Sissy wagons? Who taught that man to speak? His cousin?
Maybe. Or maybe he taught his cousin how to speak.
Or maybe he taught himself.
I don't know.
While he was being raised by army boots.
But he does pretty well for himself, so I wouldn't knock it till you tried it. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. One of these days, we're going to get the backstory of Sergeant Packett.
Are we?
Yes.
That's exciting.
It's going to be an amazing episode.
Yes.
As we have flashbacks and we'll learn about Sergeant Packett. Maybe after the world ends and after we run out of IP addresses.
Oh, he's going to make it through that?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
He's resilient.
Like cockroaches.
Yes. No. Wait, what? You wouldn't be too happy about that.
I don't know. He might be.
But speaking...
He actually might be.
Speaking of the world coming to an end, it is time for this podcast episode to come to an end.
An end.
But please remember, if you have any feedback to share, send it to feedback@noodle.mx or call in 859-353-4332. Jeremy, where can people find you on the internet if there are still IP addresses out there?
Twitter.com/Phlegon, Phlegon.
And you can follow me on Twitter.com/TheRamenNoodle. Check out our other podcasts over at Noodle.mx. And remember, The next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing, because you're not the only one. Thanks for listening.
I am so lonely. I have nobody for my own.
Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.